Okay, let's review Shabbos Daf Kuf Chaf Tes. I'm Rav Yehuda Shmuel. Shmuel holds that so long as a woman's womb is open, psichas hakever, we can be mechal Shabbos for her whether she says she needs it or not. There are two versions of what Shmuel would hold if her womb is already closed and she says she needs something that would involve chil Shabbos. The Gemara concludes that we're mekel since safik nefashos lahakel, we're always mekel in cases that involve life or death. The Gemara defines the time frame that a woman's womb is assumed to be open, that's psichas hakever. First, there are three opinions as to when psichas hakever begins. Either when she's teshev al ha-meshbar, sitting on the birthing stool, there's blood dripping between her legs, or when she can no longer walk on her own power. The Gemara also mentions three opinions when the womb is considered closed, either after 3 days, after 7 days, or after 30 days. Now, Ardai explained that within 3 days of the birth, we can certainly be Mechal Shabbos for the woman. Until 7 days, we can be Mechal Shabbos for her if she says, Tzricha ani, that she needs it. And until 30 days, a non-Jew can certainly be called to help her and be Mechal Shabbos through a non-Jew. Shmuel teaches that for 30 days after the birth, a woman shouldn't go to the mikveh because the cold is harmful to her, but she can go if her husband is available to warm her up afterwards. Osin madura l'chaya b'Shabbos, we can make a fire on Shabbos for a woman who just had a baby, and for other sick people as well. Once we spoke about caring for a new mother, we go on to discuss care for somebody who did bloodletting. The Gemara starts with three stories of people who were willing to burn very expensive wood because they were desperate for a fire that would warm them after bloodletting. As Rabbi explained, even though it may be bal tashlis to destroy such nice wood, bal tashlis to gufay adifali, the bal tashlis, the destruction of his body, is much more important than the expensive wood. Food or wine is so important to have after bloodletting that one should even seal his shoes to buy. One should even sell his shoes to buy it, despite the fact that we consider shoes even more important than shelter. The Gemara tells stories about how the Gedolei Amoraim were very careful about either eating or drinking after bloodletting. Drinking wine after bloodletting is so important that one can even pretend to be interested in buying wine so that it will be given samples of the wine, which normally is a terrible violation of Gnevis Das, and it will be given samples of wine totaling a revius after bloodletting just to make sure that he's in good health. The Gemara goes on to tell us four teachings of Rav and Shmuel about proper care after bloodletting. First, Hashem won't have rachmanis to feed a person who doesn't eat properly after bloodletting. Second, it's dangerous to sit in the wind after bloodletting, even if it's barely perceptible wind. Third, one should eat before leaving the house after bloodletting, because it could be dangerous to see a corpse, a murderer, or a pig after bloodletting if you haven't eaten. Fourth, don't get up too quickly after bloodletting, or for that matter, after eating, drinking, sleeping, or tashm shamita, because doing so is kroven lemisa yosem minachayim, bring a person closer to death than to life. The Gemara goes on to discuss how to schedule a bloodletting session. Until the age of 40, bloodletting should be done every month. From the age of 40 until 60, it should be done every 2 months. And after 60, every 3 months. Sunday, Wednesday, and Friday are ideal days for bloodletting. Monday and Thursday are only good if you have zechus avos. Tuesday is not a good day because the influence of Mars on Tuesday. Even though the influence of Mars is equally strong on Friday, Shomer Pesayim Hashem, we can assume that Hashem protects simple people who follow the normal practice of bloodletting on Friday. It is definitely good to drink immediately after bloodletting and to eat after the time it takes to walk half a mil, because the Gemara isn't sure if it's unhealthy or just ineffective to eat or drink before and after those times. The parak concludes with a discussion of whether a person can cut the umbilical cord in Shabbos. Tanu Rabban, Kosher and Betabu, Rabbi Yossi Omer Af Chotchin. Everybody agrees that you could tie the umbilical cord in Shabbos, but Rabbi Yossi even allows cutting the umbilical cord. The Gemara passings like Rabbi Yossi that we can cut the umbilical cord in Shabbos. Even the Chachamim agree that we can cut the cord if there are twins, because they're going to try to pull at each other and the cord will become dislodged, which can be very, very dangerous. Rav holds that everything Yecheskel described as not having been done for the abandoned baby that represents Klal Yisrael in his vision, we're allowed to do for a new baby on Shabbos, including cutting the umbilical cord. And that's the Chazar of Shabbos, Daf Kuf Chav Tes.